So the first section is going to be focusing on bodies as filters, so how different objects filter sound. So in the Foley studio, but also just wherever I am, I'm always listening for how the context of an object alters how we hear it. So the body or the sound of an object is never heard in isolation, it's always heard in relation to the objects that surround it. So I'm going to start off by doing just a very simple demonstration. So the first thing that we hear is how materials, different materials, colour sound. What I think is extremely beautiful is how the sound of a thing always contains its history. It contains the history of its making. So the very materials that it's made up of give that particular object a particular sound. But also the context that it's in is always affected by the other objects around it. So we never hear a thing in isolation. We always hear it in this context of its surroundings. And I also like to think that there's residues of past sounding bodies that get contained inside an object. So things always take this life from their whole history, and that's what we hear when we hear something. And the other thing that's beautiful about that is that a body is never in sound, is never experienced in isolation. We always hear it in this context of other bodies. So visually we can identify things and we can separate them, but orally, we can't separate them quite so much. We might recognize a plastic bucket, the sound of a plastic bucket, but we hear it always in this context of the space, the surface that it's in, the way the air's moving through it, the context of all of that, the way the wind blows it. So all of those things and the type of plastic it is, we hear all of that, and that's all of these different bodies all linking together. So in sound, bodies are fluid. And I think that's, yeah, magical. I'm now going to play you a sound piece. Hopefully, the sound will work. What we're hearing in that recording is it's a hydrophone recording in a canal beneath Central Station in Amsterdam. So you hear the sound of the water and the creatures in the water. So you hear a tiny little clicks. Then that's the gas moving in the water. And then you hear the sound of a train announcement that's been filtered from a tannoy on top of the platform on the bridge above the canal. It's filtered through the material of whatever's holding that tannoy into the bridge, into the structure of the canal body, and then into the water. So we're listening to this filtering of a voice through a tannoy, through all of these other materials, and then picking it up through water, through the microphone, through the recorder. So it's like this trace of all of these different materials and these different bodies that we're hearing all together. There's no separation of what these things are. We get this sense of that there was a voice, slightly distorted. And then obviously you hear the train moving, and you hear this motion of this great big thing moving across the, sounds much bigger when you hear it on good volume, but across the bridge. So it's a much more complex assemblage of all of these different sounding bodies and all of these different things making sounds. And I think it really highlights this sort of messy overlap between things, that we never hear anything in isolation, but also how much we impact on our surroundings as well. So we're listening from a slightly different point of view. We hear things from the perspective which we wouldn't normally hear. And what that tells us is how much all of these, how much we impact, how much our actions impact on our surroundings, but also all of these other bodies, how they influence the sounds and the lives of other things. So I find that really, really powerful.